You are listening to The Beckett Cook Show with your host, Beckett Cook. For more information about Beckett and his ministry, visit his website at beckettcook.com. To help support the podcast, visit patreon.com/The Beckett Cook Show. Please consider subscribing to the podcast and leaving a 5-star rating.
Hey guys, welcome to the show. Today I have to tell you a story about what happened last night. It's such a God story. And so let me just, yesterday I was in the middle of doing stuff and I was on my computer and suddenly my internet went out. And my new next door neighbor was, I knew that his internet was being installed. I saw the cable guy here during the day. And so when my internet went out, I was like, that must be because of something he did. And I was kind of like concerned about it. But then I went and did a bunch of errands. I was like, maybe it'll just come back on, you know, later. And so I get home a couple hours later, unplug everything, my modem and router, plug it back in, and my internet's still not working. And I'm like, oh no, like, you basically can't live without internet now. We're trapped. And so I called my internet provider and told them the situation. And they said, oh, well, yeah, we can get someone out there tomorrow night. And I was like, oh, is there any way you could get someone sooner, like today, tonight? And so she said, well, let me call dispatch and I will see if they can get someone out there as soon as possible. And I was like, thank you so much. And so she was able to get somebody to come out yesterday at 5 p.m. at 5:30. And so I was so happy about that. And so the guy shows up. His name is Juan, and he shows up, and it's not the same guy who installed my neighbor. It wasn't the same guy who installed my neighbor's internet. It was a new guy. And so he shows up and he kind of checks out my internet stuff. And then he goes to the back of my building and he comes back and he says, oh yeah, the guy that was here earlier today, he just disconnected your internet. And I was like, that's crazy. And so he's like, let me just fix it. And so he did a bunch of stuff and fixed it, and it was amazing. And I thanked him profusely. And then I said something like, oh yeah, you know, I really need my internet, because, and I just kind of mentioned the YouTube show. And he said, well, what's your show about? And of course that opened the floodgates, because I was like, well, but before I told him what the show was about, I said, well, I kind of told him my story. I said, you know, 12 years ago, I had this radical encounter with God and I met Jesus and it changed my whole life. And I told him kind of basically a short version of my story. And I also told him, I said, you know, and I used to live as a gay man and now I no longer live that way and I no longer identify as that. And that's just a part of my past and it's not who I am. And he was, you know, he was kind of, and he's young. I think he was in his late 20s, maybe 30 or early 30s. Super sweet guy, super like kind heart. I could tell he had a soft heart. And so I told him, you know, now, and I told him I went to seminary and now I kind of spend most of my time in full-time ministry, if not all of my time really, in full-time ministry. And that kind of opened the door for him, because I guess he saw me suddenly as almost like a pastor or like a priest or something that he could confide in. So he said, you know, he said, well, what do you do about anger? And I was like, what do you mean? And he said, well, I have a girlfriend and I guess that, you know, I can't control my anger sometimes. And she's really mad at me and she hasn't spoken to me in like 3 weeks and she won't pick up my phone calls. And, I don't know what to do about my anger. And I said, well, the answer is Jesus. And he kind of looked at me like a little confused. And I said, no, I mean, honestly, like the answer to that is Jesus. I said, you know, the Bible talks about the fruit of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And I explained that, you know, when you become a Christian, the Holy Spirit, you are the temple of God and the Holy Spirit dwells in you. And I said, the fruit of the Spirit, part of the fruit of the Spirit is self-control. There's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I think I got all of those. And I said, that's, you know, the fruit of the Spirit. And I explained to him, you know, when I was saved 12 years ago, when God saved me, he put his Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, was put in me. So I have the living Spirit of God in me. So it gives me supernatural power to control, to have self-control, to all kinds of things, to deny myself and take up my cross and follow Christ. It gives me this power. I'm empowered by the Spirit to follow Christ. So I showed him what the gospel was in my, I do, you know, my usual kind of audio visual way. So I was like, okay, this wallet is you. And this, let's say that light it is God. And I said, because of original sin, because of sin, you are completely blocked from God. And let's say this is Jesus, this air thing. This, I said, you know, if you put your trust in Jesus, what he did on the cross, he died and was raised from the dead. And if you put your trust in him as your Lord and Savior, then this sin that's blocking you from God is gone and forever. It's forever gone. And you are you're united to Christ. All of your sins are forgiven. Not only are all of your sins forgiven, but Christ's perfect righteousness is imputed to you. So now when God sees you, he sees you through Christ. He sees you through the blood of Christ, and he sees you as perfectly righteous. And at this moment, that's when the Holy Spirit is put in you. You're indwelled with the Spirit. And so I explained that to him, the gospel. And he seemed to be tracking, and it was really cool. And then he kind of talked a little bit more about his, you know, his situation. And he said he was really anxious because of the situation with his girlfriend. He was really upset about it. And he said he even like was could barely breathe or something. And I was like, well, let me pray for you. And so I, in the middle of my dining room, I prayed for this cable guy. Like I just prayed for him. And I, you know, obviously I prayed for his salvation, but I prayed for also his anxiety and for his girlfriend. And I just said, you know, and I told him, I said, you know, I really, Jesus is the answer to all of this. Like if you put your trust in Christ and your girlfriend puts her trust in Christ, like you guys are going to be, it's going to change everything about your relationship. And obviously you need to get married or whatever. I'm assuming they're sleeping together, but, so, and also in that moment, it's kind of made me realize you never really know what a stranger is going through. Like, you know, like if you're in traffic and you honk at somebody, you don't know what that person is going through in that car. They could be going through all kinds of trauma. Or if you're calling customer service about something that, you know, some issue, you don't know what that person's going through. And that was the case with this guy, with Juan. It's like, I had no idea that he was going through such a difficult time because he was so kind of, you know, chipper and nice and, you know, cause he has to be like, he has to be nice. And so that was something that just was a great reminder to me of like, we don't know what people are going through, and there's so many opportunities to just ask people like, do you need prayer for something? You know, I mean, it's kind of awkward to do that, but just ask the Spirit to help you, to lead you to do that. But, So then he thanked me, and I was like, you know, let me give you a Bible. And I, you know, praise God, I have a stack of Bibles, extra Bibles. And so I gave him an ESV Bible, and I said, you know, like, read the Gospel of John, or, you know, I recommended reading the Gospel of John. And I said, just read the Gospel of John and just ask God to really help you know who he is. Help, like, ask God to reveal himself to you, to, yeah, that, and just seek after him and tell him that you want to have a relationship with him. So he took the Bible, and I also told him about my church. You know, I said, if you ever want to go to church, because he lives in South Central LA, or South LA as it's called now. And I said, you know, my church is in East Hollywood. So if you ever want to go to a church, a really solid church, please come to my church. And I told him the name of my church and where it was. And he said, well, I'll think about it. And so please pray for Juan. It was just so encouraging to me. Like, those kinds of moments are so encouraging, when it just feels like God just sets up these divine appointments. And it's like, I just was thinking about it afterwards, and I was like, this guy thought he was coming over just to fix my internet. But he actually came over and heard the words of eternal life. It's like he heard the full gospel. And it's just encouraging to me to be able to be used by God in that way, and to have God open the door for that to happen. And I love those moments. They make me so excited. So I hope this encourages you, and just, you know, pray that God would do that, open doors for divine appointments, because he does. And you never know. You never know who's going to cross your path, what unbeliever is going to cross your path. And so just ask God to help you do that. And thank you for watching, and I will see you next time on the show.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Beckett Cook Show. Your support makes this content possible. All episodes of The Beckett Cook Show are also available on YouTube. For more information about Beckett and his ministry, visit his website at beckettcook.com.
Dedicating time each day to spend feeding our minds and our hearts the truth of God's Word is immensely helpful in our growth as followers of Christ. I'm John Stonge, and each day I host a show called Daily Devotions with Pastor John. On the show, I spend just a few minutes taking an applicational look at one or two verses of Scripture before coming to the Lord in prayer. If you'd like to make a habit of spending more time meditating on the truth of God's Word, you can listen to Daily Devotions with Pastor John at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.